This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Continuing debt problems in Greece and Portugal. The banking crisis in Ireland. $1 trillion deficit in the United States. These are all reasons why high levels of public debt are a big worry around the world. Countries that keep spending a lot more than they earn may not be able to repay their debts. That risk of default can make it harder and costlier for them to borrow more money. Heavy debt can also affect a country's competitiveness. Voter anger at government spending and taxes helped lead to the big Republican gains in America's elections this month. President Obama says for the economy to improve, the government must cut spending and reduce its deficit. In February, he formed the National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. The two chairmen are Erskine Bowles, a Democrat, and Alan Simpson, a Republican. Last week, the chairmen presented their own ideas for how to cut the federal deficit to about 2% of the economy by 2015. The administration estimates this year's deficit at about 10.5%. The two chairmen say their proposals would cut the deficit by almost $4 trillion over the next 10 years. $100 billion would come from the military. Other proposals would cut the federal workforce by 10% and freeze civilian pay. The chairman proposed to simplify the tax laws and reduce tax rates. But they also propose to cut some popular tax breaks. One target is deductions for interest paid on home mortgage loans over $500,000. Another proposal would add 2 years to the full retirement age for Social Security, raising it to 69 by about 2075. The commission includes current and former lawmakers from both parties. The group is supposed to reach a compromise acceptable to at least 14 of the 18 members by December 1st. Other groups are offering their own debt reduction plans. Former Senator Pete Domenici and former Clinton administration official Alice Rivlin led a task force that presented its plan on Wednesday. That plan aims to save $6 trillion over 10 years. It would freeze federal spending for several years, change the tax laws, and create a national sales tax. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. You can download all of our programs, including transcripts, at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.